Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who understand weather better than anybody, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Speaking of weather and how it can change plans, I'm certain you know by now, because of the weather, it was decided, I believe wisely so, to postpone the 2020 South Dakota Corn Growers Association Annual Conference. The leadership and staff are, as I jabber, working on a date sometime in the next couple months, and I'll keep you posted. I'll tell you what, last week was quite the week for agriculture, and other than weather, most of it was good news. As you know, last Wednesday, President Trump and China's vice premier signed phase one of a trade deal that will truly boost Chinese purchases of U.S. goods. China has pledged to buy $200 billion of U.S. goods over the next 2 years. That includes China purchasing and importing an average at least $40 billion of U.S. food, agricultural, and seafood products, total of at least $80 billion over the next couple years. Regarding strictly our state, the agreement creates opportunities for increased exports of meat, grain, ethanol, distillers grain, and other products. It's important to remember that since 2009, China has been one of the top four largest export markets in the world for ag products. One of the reasons is China's rapidly developing economy. Needless to say, the South Dakota Corn Growers Association is very pleased with the agreement and hope the two nations will continue to work on additional phases of free trade. Then to put a little bit of hot chocolate on the ice cream, last Thursday, the United States Senate passed the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, which has been a top legislative priority for the South Dakota corn growers. It's also been a priority for our congressional delegation, and we thank them for the effort. You know, there's another group of folks who also need to be thanked. That's our farm families. Their grassroots efforts make a huge difference. It always does, because the folks in D.C., much like our folks in Pierre, put a lot of stock in the people that raise the crops and grow the livestock. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you folks be safe in your work, and boy, thanks a million for everything that you do.